5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
There's so many questions with the case against Richard Allen and these Delphi murders. I suppose one could say, well, I mean, if you're going to be a killer, you got to start somewhere if that's what you're going to do. But how often does somebody in their mid-40s decide, I think I'm going to go kill two girls out in the woods and that's it. And then just leave the bodies and put some sort of weird ritualistic thing on that this guy has no real history of being involved with. I mean, it just doesn't seem to add up.
It doesn't happen. You know, so, and you said, you know, you don't wake up one day and say, today I'm going to murder someone. Mm-hmm. These are escalations in behavior. Typically, there are mutilations of animals, there's other violence in their relationships that they have that are demonstrated that can be articulated. Even when there's depression involved with someone and mental health, they generally don't go to this extreme. And so also the other thing that we're missing here is a triggering event. Mm-hmm. You know, usually that someone that's on this unhealthy arc that's going to end in this type of violence, they're escalating to feeling disenfranchised, the victim mentality, being a wound collector, mental health, whatever the issues are. And then there's a triggering event that sends them over the edge that goes, I'm going to commit this crime and do this violence to another human being.
What's the triggering event? What's the motive? What's any of it? I mean,
I'm just flummoxed by the entire thing. Again, if I'm, and you know, when the trial starts and we see all the evidence, mm-hmm. you know, I'm hoping I'm not eating my words on all this, but from what we see, from what's being put out there, I just don't see how the confessions are matching the behavior.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we haven't seen the probable cause affidavit, so I'm really curious as to what exactly yeah, is right. there. I mean, that's why we have trials. That's why we do this, so we can, you know, look at the evidence before we make a final judgment. But again, it would just be so out of left field in human behavior in general. Even if you were to say there's a mental illness going on here or this or that, it still doesn't fit any of those molds. Look at like a Koberger or something like that. Obviously, he's innocent until proven guilty. But we can look at his behavior arc. We can look at all the things that led up to that day and go, yeah, it kind of makes sense. I could see that guy, you know, there's clearly an issue with women, very odd, you know, just sense of self, and go, yeah, I can see him doing that. Not this guy. I mean, fairly right. well-liked in his community, worked at the CVS, has kids, just kind of your average Joe. What he kind of seems like. So to go out on this limb to say that this is the guy, and I would think you would have to have something pretty damn strong in a probable cause affidavit to warrant the treatment that he's had over these years. Because, I mean, it's been extreme. It's been crazy. Or is it one of these situations where went too far at the beginning and somebody's covering up for bad behavior here and somebody's covering up for bad behavior here, and I'm talking on the part of law enforcement, not on his part, where it's like it just keeps escalating and then it's glaringly wrong, but we got to keep going. This is the path we've gone down, and now we can't dig ourselves out, so we might as well just keep digging down.
You know, and now and then we see this in cases. Now and then we see this in cases, and we just got done talking about it with Karen Reed as mm-hmm. well, where you're not, law enforcement isn't thinking ahead far enough to think of how big an impact or how big this case is when they all of a sudden resort to the lazy, easy answer. Mm-hmm. We don't like Karen Reed, so let's just make it easy. We heard her say she thinks she might have done it. Let's just pin it on her and be done with this. And so we'll be sloppy about everything we do because who cares? It's on her. No one likes her anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, again, I'm oversimplifying a very sure. complex and horrible case, but I think, in my opinion, it's a case of law enforcement got lazy because they thought they could. Mm-hmm. Same thing might have happened in this case. Hey, we got a guy that all of a sudden, you know, we kind of put some pressure on him. He's kind of depressed anyway. And so he's like, oh, here's an easy way to end my life. I'll just say I did it.
Yeah.
You know, so let's just make this easy and go with him. And so when you take the easy route, you're not paying attention, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and then all this mess happens because they just did a poor job. Because what I'm really curious about in this one as well is you have a defense team that cares very deeply and passionately about exonerating him and saving his life.
Yes.
There's a reason behind that as well. And I'm really, really curious about what they see, what they know. And I believe they think he's more innocent than Alan wants to be, just because he might even just be like, just at this point, I just give up. I mean,
yeah.
So think about this, put yourself, here's our empathy hat, be Alan.
Yeah.
If you are, again, from the little dots, very limited data points, if you're suffering from some depression, you're not feeling too good about yourself, and then all of a sudden someone accuses you of murder and you're like, screw it, might as well, I did it.
Yeah. And at this point, it'd be very easy to understand why he would be in that state, being mm-hmm. broken down as much as he had. But yeah. You got a good point there with the defense attorneys going through hell to keep trying to represent him and not just walking off going, yeah, he's probably guilty anyhow. Good luck.
And fighting to stay on his team
yeah.
when they were dismissed.
And they're not making any money on this either. That's the other part.
That is very unusual. I mean, this is a righteous group. And I use that word righteous because they believe it's extremely mm-hmm. important for them to do this.
Yeah.
There's compulsion in there, a human factor that's going into their behavior and their actions that is really important to keep part of this process and understanding as well, I think.
Yeah. And it says a lot too, that people are going to do that and spend a lot of their time, a lot of their, I mean, they're talking like when he was at the other facility, it was like a 2-hour drive just to go see him. And for no money either. They're not profiting off of this. I mean, maybe they'll do a book or something, but this is why I think, you know, good defense attorneys become defense attorneys for a case like this, where you can truly make a difference in someone's life if you truly believe that they are really being dealt a bad hand.
So here's an interesting way to kind of think about this as we're reflecting on Allen in this case. So now, since you mentioned Koberg, think about Koberger's lawyer and his mm-hmm. defense lawyer. This is a highly paid defense lawyer doing a lot of procedural work on the process. Mm-hmm. Seems very mechanical, very, very talented, very doing a very good job. Sure. And even in the Rex Huerman case, you know, defense there, mm-hmm. very, very procedure-based, very, very doing my job-based. And then when you look at and you feel the emotional difference between Allen's defense team and all these others, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
And the big difference is, and we said it in espionage all the time, happy people don't commit espionage. Happy people or healthy people don't murder people. Mm-hmm. And when you have behaviors behind the scenes that inspire people to kind of line up with you like this, this Allen's either extremely, extremely well adept at manipulating people and manipulating his team to think this way about him, or he's just this kind of guy that they want to help. So yep. It's an interesting way to kind of look at it.
Very much is. And again, it doesn't fit the profile of being a real manipulative guy either. So like, what is he? Yeah, that's the question.
Seems like a guy who just might have given up.
Yeah.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.